Almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind so I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, say amen.
Amen.
To our preachers and pastors and to our deacon and to all of our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, it's just good just to know him. Just to know him. Something about just to know him. Just to know him. And when he said just, don't take it lightly. It's just good to know Jesus. You have somebody to fight your battles for you. You have somebody to make a way for you out of no way. You have somebody who stick closer than a brother. Just to know him. Just to know him. We're still in our series. Still in it. God who still need nothing. Number 139. He doesn't need nothing. He don't need no rain, no snow, no water to drink, no food to eat, no car to ride in, no airplane to fly in. He just don't need nothing. And guess what? He don't need you and me. He God by himself. He need nobody. Again, we coming from last week and we didn't get through Nabout, and we looking at Luke 17 again. And in that 11th verse, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Luke 17, 11th verse. And it came to pass that as he went to Jerusalem, and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men, which were lepers, which stood afar off. Afar off means that they didn't want to get close to Jesus because it was catchable. It was a disease that nobody want to have. You have it, you isolate it. With no cure for it. And the 13th verse said, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they was cleansed. And one, everybody said
one.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with the loud voice, glorified God. He didn't do it in a secret little closet. He come with a loud voice.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he was dying properly. Didn't nobody want to be around him.
All right.
But he met the doctor among all doctors. And,
Amen. And
he started praising God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith have made you whole. Your faith what made you whole. Go thy way. Go tell somebody the good thing that the Lord has done for you. He is the healer. And when folks don't want to be around you because you had a certain disease, they was kind of miserable. Kind of miserable. Doctor didn't even mess with you. Because they was afraid they would catch what they had. Not only was his body healed, the one that turned back, but the whole soul was healed. He was healed. Arise and go thy way. Thy faith has made you whole. The one that turned back. And it's kind of sad when God done all these things for us. And we don't even give him a thanks. Give him a thanks. I'm not glad to see you. May God bless you now. But I almost believe that somebody looking at me right now got up this morning and then said, Lord, I thank you for watching over me all night long. And don't realize that so many laid down last night or intend to get up this morning, but they couldn't make it. But here's some of us, we so used to jumping up and we forget about who wake us up.
Never.
Everybody said never.
Never
lay down and get up and don't say, Lord, I thank you. Never. I told you more than 100 times, even when you're shouting, you better be saying thank you. Let God know that you what? Appreciate him.
All right.
Appreciate him. God doesn't have to do nothing for us and still be God. Nothing. Nothing. You'll need him before he'll need you. And on last Sunday, we stopped off on last Sunday telling you that Jesus healed 10 men. And only one came back and gave him thanks. And he asked him, Jesus asked him, where are the 9 who failed to come back to give me thanks and praise to God? Where are the 9?
That's a preacher.
Yeah.
The thought can be where or the nine.
You're right, sir.
Out of all of the ten, just only one came back and said, Lord, I appreciate you for healing me. The rest of them said, I am so my wife, my children in a long time, so they don't want to be around me. And I can go home, I'm gone, but you ought to thank the Lord that healed your flesh. He thought about his family too, the one just said. He thought about his family. But he finna go, but he thought. I don't know who he was. But I'm clean. I've got to go back and give him thanks. See, you get paid off double. Can I say double? Because he came back. He got healed inside and outside. He was healed whole. The rest of them went. Their body was clean, but the soul still had leprosy. Just because he came back. Lord, can I say that this year? He overhauled him. Inside and out.
Thank you.
Overhauled y'all.
All right.
That's the kind of God we serve. Notice now. Jesus looked for us. Think about it now. Sometimes he looked for us. When I done something for you that nobody else could do, he looked for us to take time out and say, I thank you, Jesus. I said, he looked for us. He said, where are the nine? I'm not crazy. I can tend folks. And I'm not crazy. And then only one had sense enough pitch to come back. He said, Jesus, thank you. I bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just because he come back. He got clean inside.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a blessing when you don't thank God for already blessing you. Everybody in here right now are blessed. Because you know your right name. You can walk, you can call. But some of us got up this morning and said, Lord, I thank you. And realize that so many laid down last night. Didn't make it this morning. Not because we bet nobody else, but we were under his grace. Let our days roll on a little while longer. I found this out. When you're getting used to not praying, and you keep on going, you forget about who waking you up and rocking you to sleep. But when you started doing it all the time, and keep on doing, you can't help yourself because something come to your front and say, don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. You didn't wake yourself up. Don't forget. They're called about to run off the road. It was me stopped it. Don't forget that man that hit you with that truck. It was me stopped the truck. Don't forget. Forget Jesus. Not only Sister May did he just think, he started praising God. Didn't care who saw him. He I can see him. Can I put it like this? I can see him. You go, thank you. I don't know who you are, but thank you. We're alive, boy. He wasn't ashamed no more. Never wrong with church. Now we're ashamed of Jesus. Say, hey, I'll break a loose. You ain't trying to make a crank out of Jesus. You can't make no crank out of Jesus. He know your heart in the beginning.
and give him praise and thanks. And my brothers and sisters, it is two gods. I started off talking about them. I'm still on it now. In this world, Jesus and the devil. The devil is alive and well. He watch everything we do. Matter of fact, he give us some ways of doing things if you don't watch yourself. His ways are different from God's ways. And he always wants us to forget about God. God Almighty. Well, I don't care how God blessing you, regardless. Don't get the big head. Please don't. Sometimes God has to remind us to let us know you done missed something. You done left me out of your picture now. I know you're doing well, your health doing well, your money doing well, your friends doing well, but you better watch yourself because it can stop functioning like you got it functioning. I can fix it like I want to fix it when you forget God. It's easy for me to remind you you had forgot about who wake you up in the morning. So the nine went on. I forgot about Jesus. And I've been keeping up with this. We got to remember the devil is present. You got to remember that. Paul, look at John 10, 11 through 14. You got to keep him in the picture. Sometimes folks don't even wonder why, what going on. But the devil's still here. He's still present. Some folks say, he don't be over at Albert Church. Well, you ain't got no church there. He be at every church. If you look, he got his own church, and he got church with Jesus here. He's there too. He be in every service. We, Paul.
I am the good shepherd.
Yeah.
The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Yeah.
But he that is an hireling is not the shepherd.
No.
Whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catches them, and scattereth the sheep.
Oh, my. That's what he there. He always present. He just scatter things. Fussing to folks.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Talking about folks.
Yeah.
Separating folks.
Yeah.
He love that. He's an expert. Separating friends from friends and buddies from buddies. And he love to cause a confusion. He be in every local church. We don't, Paul.
The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep.
Don't care nothing for those sheep. He don't care nothing but saints of God. He wants to kill every one of them. But by God's grace, God keep us in his care. I say he keep us. Read the last verse, Paul.
I am the good shepherd.
Good shepherd.
And knoweth my sheep. And am known of mine.
I know my sheep. I know my sheep. They maul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, my sheep. They mark. I mark them with the blood of the Lamb. I can see the blood. That's mine there, because I see the blood of mine. They marked.
All right.
Not stamped. Marked.
Yeah, yeah.
They're mine. I know my own. And my brothers and sisters, nobody or nothing will never fully understand God in all of his ways. Nobody, not the computer, man think he's so small. He's trying to get computer to outsmart God. Oh, I feel so sorry for him sometimes. They leave in God looking over at computers and so forth. This. Look, that junk to God. I said, junk to God. Man, taking it as
as a little God, but it jumped to God. What God need with a computer? Nothing. What God? Look, let kid around with his computer and things and crack, crack, got a little telephone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God. Oh, boy. Watch it. God already know his work from the beginning to the ending. Y'all ain't got that yet. I said he knows his work from the beginning to the ending. I know how I started. I know how I fixed it. And I know the end of it. And it's going to go on just like I fixed it. And can't nobody unchange that. If I got any change, I got it myself in there. I'm God, he's saying. God Almighty. Boy, boy, boy. Watch this. Watch this now. And he's saying, I don't need nobody to help me do nothing. Sister Killing, that's the way we got to see God. If you don't see God that way, you ain't seeing God.
Go ahead.
That's when you got to see God. God not depending on us to do nothing. He can get cows and cats to do what he want to do. It's just the mercy of God. That's where you got to see God. And some folks that if I don't go, ain't nothing going to happen. Die and see. God got things fixed just like he want them. What he need with you? What he need with me? Nothing. I thank God for saving me and using me. God ain't going to miss me. He ain't going to miss you. Folks may miss you, but God don't miss nobody. Because he the one start everything and fix everything and finish everything. It's already like that. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, these 10 men had both spiritual and physical leprosy. Only Dr. Jesus could fix it. See, leprosy. And folks, you know, if you come around, you have leprosy. Oh, this ain't going to catch it. And you were set aside, isolated, set out in the mountains and by yourself, because nobody want to be around you. Uncured for disease, but wasn't nothing too hard for God. God Almighty, nothing too hard for God. We don't, Paul, you got to?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now watch this now. When I said you don't need nothing, we got to fully understand God, his ways, and we can't really fully understand all of his ways. Because his ways too high for us. We too low to reach his ways. But he's strange. The Bible says how strange he is. And he got the only one to reveal himself. You can't go find God. He got to reveal himself to you. Paul, look at Isaiah 55:8-9. I'm going to find God. Where he at? Look at you. You see God.
Yeah.
He the one made you. Everything you see, he made everything. But we can't fully understand him. Nobody. Read, Paul.
For my thoughts, are not your thoughts.
God Almighty.
Neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord.
God Almighty. Your thoughts are not like mine. Your ways are not like mine. We're trying to treat God like a human. He don't work like that. Oh, he the one made the human and made the whole world. Everything you see, God made it. You know, Paul?
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts.
What God need with a computer?
All right.
Man trying to figure God out. He think he got so much of sense. He think he can make little hickey doos and kind of find God. Well, God don't tell him, he can find it himself. He just making a fool out of his own self and don't even know it. He leaned upon something, he don't invent it. Instead of leaning on God. That's where we fail in every day, because we want to come up and give God what we got, don't want to receive what God gave us. You can't outsmart God. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And we got some folks like that. Think they outsmart than God. Oh, I feel sorry for them. From the depth of my heart, I feel sorry for them. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, 10 men, I said, both, they had both physical and spiritual leprosy. Right. Only Dr. Jesus could fix it. And Adam was the cause of every human being to have the disease of spiritual leprosy. I said spiritual leprosy. Y'all get that straight now. So he was the cause. Adam was to have what? Spiritual leprosy. It's kill you. And when he sinned in the Garden of Eden, that got us right there. We came from Adam. Came from Adam. Every human being came from Adam.
All right.
Just one man. He wasn't born of a woman. God created him.
All right.
In his likeness. God created Adam. But we were born. Everybody else was born from a woman. God Almighty. Everybody else was born from a woman. And this is why God sent his son, Jesus, in this world because of spiritual leprosy, to save man's soul. Jesus is the only spiritual doctor for a soul. And nobody else can work on your soul but Jesus. They really come here because we have spiritual leprosy. It will kill us, God Almighty. But thank God for Jesus. This is why I say he came into this world. That we call him Dr. Jesus if you want him. The best blessing that God can ever give a person is a saved soul.
Amen.
I don't care what else you got. I don't care what else God gave you.
Yes.
The biggest or the largest or the best blessing that you can ever receive is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As your Lord and your what? Savior.
Amen.
God Almighty.
Amen.
Look at Matthew 16 and 26, Paul. Y'all gonna get this stuff, buddy.
Yes,
you'll get this stuff.
But what?
Watch this now.
Is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Think about that. Think about that now. What it gonna profit you? I said the most important thing in this world is Jesus Christ saving souls. And look what it said. What it profit man if he gain the whole world.
Yes, sir.
You got the whole world. You got the whole world in his hand. Can I put it like this, y'all?
All right.
Everybody can't see that. No. Get that. See that. Everybody can see the handshake. Yeah. Got the whole world in his hand.
All right.
What are they going to pop you down? And you die and go to hell. That's what Jesus is trying to say here. What is profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? Everything that he had, he gonna miss it. Everything that he had before Jesus Christ, guess what? It gonna vanish. Because he's going somewhere, ain't nothing but a hot, burning, moaning, groaning. What is gonna profit him? Nothing. Folk reach at things and put before God and want everything before God. And then you die without him. Them things will vanish. And you going somewhere where you'll never see nothing but fire and the devil. So the devil may not be there. He may be sitting somewhere on the throne, however the case may be. He be gone too. God will get rid of him too. But down there with the devil. And the devil wants to say, you coming from here? I can't help you. over there. I'm bound on two. Honey, I know it sounds funny, but he's going down there.
All right.
He's going down there. God got a house for him, and everybody follow him going to that house. Hell is his home. Hell is his house. And everybody obey the devil going where he's going. And you ain't going to burn up forever. You'll be burning throughout eternity. Got to tell you the truth. Folks need to know this stuff. We ain't saying nothing about it, but folks got to understand Jesus is the one coming to keep us out of hell.
You're right.
It's just that plain.
Amen.
And my brothers and sisters, we get extra blessings. Watch this now. We get extra blessings, God Almighty, when we give up to Jesus Christ. We get extra blessing when we take time out to thank God. Take time out to thank God. Oh, one. Let's think about that now. One came back.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Look what Jesus said, Skip.
Sir.
Where are the nine?
All right.
That's something simple.
Yes, sir.
Here Jesus cured, heal 10 men.
Yeah.
All of them run off, but one stopped and went back. I don't know who he was, but I'm got to thinking.
Yes,
the rest of them went on.
Right.
And so my wife and 5 years, for my children, and whatever the case, because they're isolated out there by themselves. But this one, caught them. I've been gone 5 years.
Yeah.
I can be late 10 more minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Ain't that right? So I'm thinking about you. But one thing, I'm healed.
Yeah.
I am healed.
I at least
can go back. I don't know who that was, but I at least can go back and say, Master, whoever you are, I thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And if y'all pay attention to the scripture here, he looked for us to thank him.
Yeah.
He said, where are the nine?
Amen.
That lets you know I look for you to thank me. You don't wake yourself in the morning by yourself. You don't go down the highway doing 100 and get back home saved. It's not by grace you do that. By my grace you didn't get shot over your arm. By my grace they didn't get you. By my grace.
Yeah.
We're so big and hurry. You gonna take time out and thank the Lord. And that's one thing I find out. You can't thank God enough.
Go ahead.
You stay on your knees all day long. You ain't paid God back nowhere. No, you watch for me. Yeah. 10 minutes, I ain't jump up. Phew, ain't done nothing but just made God sick on his stomach. Got all the time in the world. You go everywhere else and just take all the time. Now give God 10 minutes or 2 minutes. No, thank you for watching me. Thank God crazy. God ain't crazy. You owe that to God.
Amen.
Chris, you owe that to God. You owe that to God. Just right now, as I speak. The day's Sunday, right? There's some folks laid down last night, didn't make it this morning. Just last night. I know y'all call me crazy sometimes. That's your business. But like I tell y'all sometimes, look at, don't leave out that house without thanking God. I told you, if you got to take a bath, if you're in the shower. I meant that now. If you're taking a shower, you forgot. I'm late, I'm running, but you better be in there. Thank you for watching over me last night.
All right.
Thank you for waking me up early this morning.
Yeah.
You better be basing and thanking them all at the same time.
Yeah.
Don't walk out that house without saying, Lord, I thank you.
Yeah.
And let God crazy. He's not crazy. Give us a bunch. He said in his own self, Cunningham, where are the nine? Where are the nine? I'm not crazy. I know I healed 10. Only one came back. Out of every 10, but the one said thank you. I'm talking about really thanking God. God Almighty. God is nothing to play with. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, take time out to thank God. Y'all see he look good, don't you? I want that to soak in now. So that's okay now. He looked for it. He said, where are the nine that failed to come back to give me glory? I know I healed 10, but I don't see but one. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, Jesus looked for us to take time out and stop and give him praise and glory and thanks for his blessing and goodness. These nine men ran off with another man good. They ran off in debt to Jesus Christ. All of us in debt to Jesus. I said all of us are in debt to Jesus Christ. You pay your bills, you want to have a good credit, you ought to have a good heaven credit. Yeah, that's the credit, y'all. Keep up that credit down. Because we all are on credit. Ain't that right, y'all? Because you can't pay it for nothing. And my brother and sister, Jesus told me, what he told you, Walker, all right? Many Christians, watch this now. Watch this. Please watch this. He told me this years ago. I promise y'all. He said, many Christians feel within themselves that they don't owe me nothing. God, no, he told me that many years ago. Many Christians feel that the devil messing with you then. Within themselves, they owe me nothing. God Almighty, you being deceived. When a boy comes to you like that, that's the devil talking to you. God Almighty. And my brother said, because this one man came back to give God thanks, he got his body and soul healed. God Almighty. Y'all got the wonder? The rest of them, ran, their body was healed, but their soul was still filthy. But just because he came back, he got all inside and outside. Oh, boy. Paul, look at Luke 17 for me. 15 through 19. Y'all got to get this stuff, buddy. And if people help you, I dare you. Just watch what I'm saying. Luke 17. 15 through 19.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God.
It wasn't shame, not buddy.
Yes, sir.
Oh Lord. Well, I could see him coming back.
Yes, sir.
Chomping up and down.
Yes, sir.
When he saw that them lefties was going off of him, boy, them souls and things off of him, boy, he started jumping up and down. You want to.
Yes,
I want to.
Yes,
you've been sick. I don't know how long you've been sick. And them souls on you. Nobody won't come around you. Stinking and talking things of flying around you. You have nothing to do about it. Not going to hear you. And you're going to forget about Jesus. The doctor don't walk away from your bed. And God didn't let you live a long time too. And you still forgot about Jesus. God Almighty. Came back. He wanted to go home too. Could I say it, y'all? No. Them fellas been together a long time. Paul, them 10 men. Pitt, they've been together, 10 around that Don't feel good. No, they're talking about the trouble with one another. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and I can see some of them, you know, down there saying, well, I don't know if we'll get well no more. But look, they left Jesus. They left Jesus. The source of their healing was Him. And they went on. I don't know why they're going back to their mama, dad, or sister, husband, or wife. But that one said, I'm going back because he didn't have to do it.
Well,
you can hear, man, what you waiting on? I'm going back. Well, I'm going back. Y'all know when we get together, you know. I'm going home. I ain't crazy. No, you crazy. Shut up if you don't go back and thank Jesus. You don't know how crazy you are if you miss thanking Jesus. And he went back and bowed down. Because he knew he wasn't going to live. That was a disease that kicked you out of here. Leprosis. But he had to thank Jesus for healing his body. Bless his holy name. And when you done been out like that, that sense enough will tell you that. But it's in the Bible. And it's true. He walked off and forgot about Jesus. Regardless of how busy you think you may be, don't you never get so busy you can't stop to praise God for what He already has done for you. God Almighty. Never forget that. And my brother and sister, it's two gods in this world. The devil always at you to get your mind off Jesus. And if you don't watch yourself, you allow him to do it to get your mind off Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, American, I've got to get back to America now. America is the most blessed country in the world. I'm going to say in the whole world. But the Church of Christ is becoming more worldly and sinful every day. Notice now, we the most blessed country in the whole world. But the churches in this world is becoming more sinful every day. You can take me and all these preachers who preaching the gospel like that. All you want to, but I promise you, God is not playing. Look at the neighbor. God not playing. God knows. You can look and watch TV. You see what happening. God is not playing. You talk about something real. He more than real. He's so real until we can't understand him. He real. We take him lightly, but he real. Heart of mine. You talk about a real God. An American, I done told you, I'm going to tell you again, a sinking. Now watch now. I promise you now. And my brothers and sisters, you can take me lightly. I'm not boasting now. No kind of way. God knows I'm not. I know what God done told me. God is not playing with us. What happening or what happened in Las Vegas? Disasters. Tragedy. Will be going on until Jesus come back. Watch. Just watch. It's going to be happening. Watch. That's all I'm saying, just watch. It's going to be happening until Jesus come back.
You're right, sir.
God Almighty.
Amen.
He at the church. The church. Just watch. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, it can happen at any time. Anywhere in America. I know what God told me about America 16 years ago. When the Twin Towers in New York got messed up. God of mine. He told me it was a message to the churches in America. And we are trying to have church outside of Jesus in these last days. Watch. Just watch. Keep living a little while long. What you see happening, like disasters, it don't keep on getting worse and worse. In America.
Right.
I'm telling you to watch it. No, wait, it's over. It's the church. It's the church. It's the church. It's the church.
Yeah.
I will straighten things out if the church get right.
Yeah.
I'll straighten things out for you if you do what I said, church. But you let the world lead you instead of me leading you. You don't left the word of God. God to listen to what men are saying. That's what's happening now. You think it's going to get better? I promise you it won't get no better. God told me to tell you, get back here. He said now, just get saved because it ain't going to get no better. It can happen anywhere. Well, you see, it's going to get worse. It ain't about to get no better.
All right.
Disasters.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Preacher.
Coming. He told me. I didn't understand 16 years fully when he told me about the Twin Towers. But God knows he don't straighten me out. That means I got on this message. He gave it to me. I told y'all I can preach anywhere in it, from Genesis to Revelation. The God who needs me. I don't need nobody. Folks think I need them. What I need with you, Walker? Nothing. God Almighty, it's going to happen. You can ignore it all you want. All I'm telling you, you better get saved if you ain't saved. We may come in here shooting up churches. I'm telling you, wait a minute, it can happen anywhere.
All right.
It won't get no better, I promise you that. You're going to see disasters after disasters. God Almighty, I ain't talking with you. Tragedies after tragedies. God of mine. And it can happen any time, anywhere in America.
This is catalog number 17.
Oh,
41.
Catalog
number 17. 41.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus is saying we are in the last days. God of mine. Watch this now. What really happened to the church of Walker? We are in the last day. Now, where our folk come in at? Red Jackson. Now, this is what we lacking. What I'm going to tell you right now. What's going on in America, number one, we are ashamed and afraid. We are afraid and ashamed of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now you got to think with me. Look what's happening in the world. The devil coming out wide open. But we want to get Jesus, put him among our arms and hide him in our back pocket and come to church and raise sand and raise hell. You got to let the world know who saved you.
Yeah.
I saved you to go help somebody else. They got to see Christ in you. You got to show me. Don't try to show the world. The world gonna show itself. But somebody got to show me. Somebody got to show me. But what's wrong, Reverend Walker? Ashamed and afraid. The average church door is ashamed and afraid of Jesus, of the world out there. But the world don't say, stand. We ain't getting killed for no gospel. We still want folks to talk about us. Think about you talking about me and hitting on nothing. Make me more crazy.
Shame. Look at his neighbor. Shame and afraid. Now let that soak in. That's it. Watch this now. Watch the world. Boy, they come out with everything. Changing everything. Church don't got quiet and scared. Back in the corner, well, you know. You know. Chicken. So God wants the church to come out. Don't be ashamed of me. Don't be afraid of, if I'm for you, who can be against you? If I want something to happen to you, can't nobody stop that. You is the one to let the world know that Jesus came to die. And he did die. You've got to tell them, but he didn't stay dead. You've got to live a life to let them see Christ in you and say, he lived. Why he lived? Because he lived in me. We got to show some Jesus in our church. We got to show Jesus. Jesus kind of talking about you. You got to show him. You can't be ashamed of him. You can't be afraid. Well, and let the world know he saved me. That one man went back. I know they're going to talk about me, he said. The 10 going to say something. The 9 going to say something. But I know what he done for me.
Hallelujah.
He got cleansed inside and outside. He got cleansed double.
Yes, sir.
At the same time.
Yes. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
They be in heaven, but watch this. You're going to see American sinking.
All right.
Why? Because the church ain't done her job. I promise you. Therefore, see, Jesus rely on his church.
Amen.
We are his what? Witnesses.
Yeah.
We the one got to show the world that he got up. The world, last time they saw Jesus, Skip, they were putting him in the ground. I said the world. The last time they saw Jesus, they were putting him in the ground. And they said, well, we got him. But the only way that we going to know he lived, we got to let him know he rose. However, Walker, he rose in me. They got to see some Jesus in our flesh. Then they said, that's that Jesus man. That's that Jesus woman.
Yes, sir.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah.
But he got up.
Yes, sir.
He lived.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness from somebody down here?
Yeah.
I said he lived.
Glory.
He lived, buddy. You may think he's dead, but he lives. And when he comes in your life, you let him know. You let the world know you're not ashamed of him. Because I know what he's done for me.
All right. Well.
He lives, buddy.
Great.
All the world know he was in the ground.
Yeah.
But old folks are early. I don't know what time it was, but they said early. Wherever the time was, but he got up. Early. Sunday morning. He got up. With all power. In his hand. Y'all can sit down. We can see it. We are ashamed. Watch this. We've been told. Got 4 more minutes. There's 2 gods in this world. Remember that. And everybody is serving one of these gods. Jesus or Satan. Number 2. Stop fooling ourselves. God Almighty. If you will be with Jesus, be with him. If you not, leave him alone. You're making it work for your own self. God said, I promise never leave you or not forsake you.
Thank you.
You can't be claiming Jesus and have him in your back pocket.
Let the world know he still lives. We got to let the world know that he still lives because he lives in us. Paul, look at Luke 16:13. And then we'll be through.
No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other.
God Almighty.
He cannot serve God and mammon.
The world.
The world.
God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Mammon, the world. See,
yes, sir.
See, no servant can do what? Plain as the devil. See, God dealing with devil and him.
Yeah.
All right.
See, the two.
Yes.
All right. Neither can he will. Either he's going to hate one or the other. Ain't that right?
Right.
Hold to one, blah, 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 blah. But now, if you love Jesus, if you've been born again, why be a phony? If you know what Jesus has done for you, why are you trying to hide it when you get around certain folks? If you've really been born again, you'll show Jesus everywhere you go. I found out something. Jesus, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment.
Yeah.
Don't all of us come short of his glory. But buddy, the mark is pointing you on the way. But you always, you may miss it, but you sure pointing that way. Because we're not perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
But boy, but I got my mind that way.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the devil do or what he said, I got my mind that way.
Yeah, yeah. That's
God Almighty. Oh. One came back.
Yes,
I don't care what my buddy says.
I don't care.
I care what my friends talk all they want to talk. Let them go on. We pray together out yonder. We're all of us sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, all 10 of us were sick. And they going on, but I'm got to go. I don't know that. Can I say it like y'all? Let me say it. Lawyer, let me say it. I don't know that fella that healed me, but but I'm healed. And when the old buddies that been there had a leprosy but got healed, man, you go, come on, man. I'm going back. Huh? Shoot, man, I'm going on home, shoot, man. But I'm going back.
Yeah.
I know what he done for me.
Yeah.
I was sick and about to die.
Yes,
my skin look like brand new now.
Yes, sir.
I'm going on. I can get them later. But I've been away that long, but I've got to come back.
Yes,
I've got to bow down to him and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
All right.
If y'all don't get this point, get this around here. If you miss everything here. He looked for us. I said he looked for us. I said he looked for us to thank him. He looked for it. He said, "Where are the nine?"
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you don't get nothing there, you're so big a hurry, you got to get here and get y'all and get here and get y'all. You better take yourself time out to thank God for where he already done brought you.
Thank you.
There ain't much to ask for.
Yeah.
There ain't much.
No. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
He just wants you to appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We've been told. For what he done for us. Hanging on a cross. Think about that. He didn't have no sin. He wasn't hanging up for himself. He wasn't hanging for nobody in him. He was hanging for us. He was taking our place. He took your place. He took every human place. They ought to be there, but he said, I'll go, Father. How many told when I said this? Sister Evan, you know, and can I put it like this, y'all? Somebody had to come now.
Yes, sir.
Man had messed up.
Yeah.
And the father said, somebody got to go.
Yeah, well.
And then and he looked around. And,
come on, Pastor.
Who can I?
Come on.
He looked at Jesse, he looked at Gabriel.
Well, mm-hmm.
Gabriel said, he said, Gabriel, you ain't good enough.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Tell it, tell it.
Yes, sir.
It's got to be my blood.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Some of the rest of them, Rahab, and all the rest of the fellas.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Take your turn.
I and all you not good enough.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But then the son.
Yes, sir.
He was like a lamb.
Come on.
Slain.
Yes, sir.
Blood.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Running down like water.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And I could see him say, Father.
Yes,
sir. Oh, Father.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'll go
All right.
Where you want me to go.
Yeah.
He came all the way down.
Yeah.
42 generations.
Yeah.
Born in a stable.
Yeah.
Put him in a grave. Sunday morning, he got up out the grave, but all power in his hand. Yeah, he was alive, and he's alive, and he's alive. Let us all stand. Time out.
Glory.
Somebody may want to give their life to Christ. As your personal Savior. This is what this mess is all about. It's let you know how Jesus loves us. What he done for us.
All right.
I don't have nothing to boast about. I'm not bragging. I put more inches on God, look beyond my thoughts, and save me. God knows whether I look at that. So he didn't have to save me. So he saves me. We have it so simple by believing. Just believe by faith. You can be saved. If you're not saved, it's going to happen now. I promise y'all now about what I'm going to say now. Disastrous, just going to start in America. Y'all think I'm joking? It may happen anywhere, but as long as you're saved, it can happen anywhere. But just be what? Saved. It's going to happen. I'm not trying to scare nobody. God knows I'm not. I know what he told me. It's going to get worse. It won't stop to get better. Now watch. Make sure you're saved. If you get a shooting up places, I'm saved. I'm going to be with the Lord. Don't want to come back here no more. Don't want to come back here no more. Wherever, I'm saved. However it may happen, I'm saved. It may set me a fire, but I'm what? Saved. It's all that counts. Saved. That's doing everything now. Not afraid to do nothing. What happens to him? The devil got him doing this. How he do it? What you kind of? The devil got him doing it. He asked some of the crazy questions because they don't know Jesus. All the killing comes through the devil. Destroying comes through the devil. So it's good to be in the arms of Jesus when everything may happen. It can happen to us anyway. It can happen anyway. Will there be another one? Give your life to Christ? Somebody will give their life to Jesus. Somebody will come back to this film. By letter, you may come. Today, that's your today. You remain standing. Thank you for staying here with us. And we know it's got to rain for the rest of the night. But, Lord, let's get back home safe, many of y'all. Yeah! Let me make a clap. Don't get a clap. Got faith in God. You know, the guy here, he's ready to get back home safe. It's the Son of God.
I believe.
He died for my sin. But he didn't stay dead.
He got up.
With all power. In his hand. Said, I'm giving my life. To Jesus Christ. To be my personal Savior. Said, thank you, Lord Jesus. For saving my life. Say, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
Just switch the father hand. Say, Father, I'm saved. Tell your mama where she is. She's not here. Tell her where she is.